Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
724 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. Good morning. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. We're going to go in the huddle in a moment, but last night, the Braves decided to make some moves. Raisel Iglesias will be in a Braves uniform yet again. They signed him to a one-year, $16 million deal, and they acquired two-time Gold Glove winner Mauricio Dubon from the Astros for Nick Allen, and they also acquired Ryan Rolison from the Colorado Rockies.
I thought the Nick Allen exchange with the Dubon guy, that's a little bit interesting, right? I feel like that's kind of not one for one, but Nick Allen was a defensive guy with a low batting average, and it's like you kind of just upgraded in the Gold Glove category, but seems like filling a similar role.
Dubon can play more positions, I think.
Yeah,
I think he can play like seven positions in the field, but it's a utility move. That's not a reliable starter as far as at the plate. I don't know. I'm not overly thrilled with any of these. The Dubon thing I'm okay with, but is Iglesias the closer next year? Are we going to put up with half a year of him being garbage again? Like, I don't know where we're at with that.
I think both of these guys are in the same situation right now where Anthopoulos is like, we're going to see what else we can do. We'd love to add more pieces and make sure that you're not that guy.
Well,
but we'll see.
And he said that as much like this isn't necessarily our starting shortstop. Like we're doing more. This is really a move that gives us flexibility. And it's a smart move if you think about it. He's better at the plate, but it's a smart move that he can play all those positions because Ozzie seemingly gets hurt every year. You had a hole at the plate at shortstop last year. Nick Allen did the best he could. And Austin Riley's been hurt the last 2 years. So it's good to have depth, and especially at the infield, with a guy that's a Gold Glover. That's all great, but you still got to go out and find someone to start at shortstop.
Yeah.
And I'm not really sure if Iglesias is the closer at the end of the day. I know you're paying him $16 million, which is really a lot for anybody, but surely you got to shore up the rest of the back end of that bullpen.
Did you see the stat that Iglesias actually had the longest string without a blown save in Major League Baseball at the end of the year? I thought that was really interesting because he did. You're right. He had a terrible first half. He really came on strong at the end of the season, but I don't know if I realized it was to that degree because I think at a certain point you're just like, all right, here he comes. Oh, he got it done this time.
Well, I think we got soured so much at the beginning of the season because
exactly.
They started out losing seven games in a row. Like everything was just doom and gloom that I think Raisel was better than you remember.
Yeah. I mean, he definitely was. And
I think he was better than we remember because at that point it felt like a lot of people, it was over.
Yeah.
And
tuned it out by the second half.
And
like, whatever.
Look, the Braves were
empty calories.
Yeah, they weren't very good last year. They had a lot. They and that's the thing that Alex is This is what's tough for Alex, and I give him a lot of credit. He doesn't have the money to do the depth thing like the Dodgers do, like some of these teams do. And so he's doing what he can. I appreciate the move for Dubon. I think that's how you pronounce it. But, okay, still go find me a starting shortstop, though. We still need a starting shortstop. This is not it. And so hopefully it's one of many moves that are to be made.
To be seen. Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills play the Texans in Houston tonight. CJ Stroud will be sitting out again. He's still recovering from a concussion. Davis Mills will get his third straight start.
I think this can be a statement game for the Buffalo Bills, and I think it probably should be. That's a team that feels like it's Josh Allen and then just everybody else. Mm-hmm. But if they really are the team that's going to make a deep playoff run the way they've had their sights set on for this year and the last couple of years, they probably need to make a statement against a Davis Mills-led Houston Texans team. But we'll see.
A big game for the Texans, too, sitting at 5-5. They got to win ball games with or without C.J. Stroud. They're pretty good defensively, too. They're
phenomenal.
Talk about bully ball. They'll play a little bit of bully ball on the defensive side.
Yeah.
Shedeur Sanders will make his first NFL start on Sunday against the Raiders as Dylan Gabriel is still in concussion protocol. We did talk about it earlier this week. Shedeur did struggle when he made his debut in the second half of Sunday's game. He was sacked twice, completed 4 of 16 passes for 47 yards and interception. But here he is talking about speeding up his development.
So as a player and everything, and mentally and everything, has to speed up due to the situation. I did everything I need to. I'm doing everything I need to prepare to be the best version of myself as possible. With the circumstances, everything got to be sped up, and that's great. You know, I like pressure in life. I'm just excited for everything. So I feel like I'm the guy. I know I'm the guy, but, you know, you just have to be able to see. The game got to speak.
Great soundbite by him. Yeah, great attitude.
Nice work.
The other thing I read, I can't remember where I read it, but it was seemingly reputable source that, you know, this was supposed to be the Stefanski thought process was redshirt him this year. Kind of like we did Brandon Dorlis, basically, and redshirt him. And I say redshirt, but like just let him sit and learn and kind of take in. And then it felt like it was going to be, once Flacco is going to be Gabriel versus Shedeur and see who, because they thought Dylan Gabriel was a little bit more ready. But that changed when Andrew Berry decided he was going to trade Joe Flacco. And and then they traded the guy early after
Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, Kenny Pickett. Thank you. And so that kind of changed the thought process of what Stefanski was able to do. And now he's having to play him here late in the season, which I think it's, look, we're midway through November, so
I'm so curious where his job footing is.
Stefanski?
Yeah,
I don't know. He's taking a lot of heat by certain reporters and Shedeur fans, but I've always thought he's a great coach. The guy literally had Joe Flacco.
I was gonna say, what did you expect out of his offense this year?
Really? Yeah. He's been hamstrung with whatever the hell Deshaun Watson is at this point in his career. And where is he next year? And dude.
Don't say it.
Mike.
Absolutely not, dude.
Hey, Mike.
No, I'm not talking about that. Hey, Mike. Go to commercial or something.
Mike, when the Browns cut Deshaun at the end of the year.
Oh, no.
Why are you doing this right now?
I mean, you know, and Cousins is cut with a June 1st designation. I mean, you're going to need a guy to play for like 4 weeks, maybe 2 weeks, or, you know, at least training camp. And I mean,
according to that 9-month timeline, Mike.
I mean, yeah. You know,
hey, pipe down back there.
I mean, I'm not
saying.
Y'all
are not having this conversation right now.
Hey, all you people that were ready to push Matt Ryan out the door at the time for Deshaun, well, you might get your cake now.
Hey, Bo, you remember when Deshaun posted that picture when he first picked the Browns, and there was speculation that a 4 Deshaun Watson Falcons jersey was balled up in the corner on the pool table. You think he still got that?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, well, I don't know. Maybe he had to give it away. Maybe I'm not even gonna do it. I'm gonna step back.
Allie, I'm about to quit. You better get this man in line.
I'm just saying.
I'm about to walk.
You might need a quarterback next year for the beginning of the season, at least training camp.
Are you in favor of this?
Deshaun Watson might be.
No, he's not in favor of this. He's trying to make me mad.
And look, I think there's a lot of people in this city that are probably. They probably feeling a little special right now driving around. Oh, yeah, I'd love that, Deshaun, because they ain't sold on the fact that he's garbage now. I mean,
nothing's better than a hometown redemption story, Mike.
Dylan.
Nothing's better than a hometown redemption story.
See, we're gonna have two games. We're going to have Kirk's Red Dead Redemption this next
I will be damned
7 weeks.
If I spend this entire offseason.
And next year it'll be Deshaun Watson's.
That's right.
Black and red redemption, because, you know, the Falcons wear black and red, yeah.
And then when Michael Penix comes back, he can make his case for comeback player of the year.
Yeah.
So back-to-back-to-back comebacks.
Just saying, man. Like just open your eyes, Mike.
It's all there on the table for you, buddy.
See the future.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to shift gears a little bit, Mike. You good with that?
Please, okay. For the love.
But unfortunately, we're going to talk to the root of this scenario that they're talking about. What does Michael Penix's partially torn ACL mean for the Falcons QB room next season? We'll talk realistically about that next, and we've also got a mic'd up.
We do have a mic'd up. I've been cautioning you guys, man. You guys go in there and read these draft profiles, and hey, wait. It says this guy is 6'3", 300 pounds. No, he's not. This guy runs a 4'4". No, he doesn't. Well, I'll give you a cautionary tale and a cut. Somebody admitted something about their weight yesterday. You don't want to miss that.
It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season.
from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.